Artek, inventors of Zero-G Gait and Balance System. Since 2008, Zero-G has been changing how physical medicine is delivered to patients by getting them involved in intensive therapy earlier and safer.
This is an APTA podcast.
Welcome to Finding My Way, an APTA podcast series exploring the twists and turns of physical therapy careers and the lessons that are learned along the way. I'm Jason Bellamy, APTA's Vice President of Strategic Communications, and for this series, I sat down with 10 physical therapists at National Student Conclave and asked them similar questions to learn what they thought they'd be doing when they were in PT school and what they ended up doing instead. This series is designed for DPT and PTA students, but each episode includes great tips for anyone trying to find their way in their career. In this episode, I talked to Allison Daly, knew exactly what she wanted to do when she was in DPT school, but who took some time to figure out how to do it successfully. Sitting here at NSC with Allison Daly, and I'm going to start with the easiest question, hopefully. In 30 seconds or less, tell me, what do you do?
I am a physical therapist in a private practice in New Orleans, Louisiana, and what I do is work with mindful movement type of exercises like Pilates, gyrotonic, and Franklin Method. So I'm housed within a multi-fitness boutique studio on Magazine Street in Uptown New Orleans.
And so where did you go to PT school, and at the time, what did you think you would be doing?
I went to PT school at LSU Health Sciences Center in New Orleans. I knew that this is exactly what I wanted to do when I was in school. What I did was work at our wellness center on campus throughout PT school and was able to acquire multiple certifications in Pilates and other fitness instruction throughout school. Then I did a residency in Shreveport at LSU Health Sciences Center there in orthopedics and practice management to further a little bit more of my knowledge and understanding of business practice. So out of residency, I was able to open my practice right after I finished residency.
So when somebody does exactly what they thought they were going to do, it always seems like, oh, so it must have been easy. I'm sure it wasn't easy. You know, along the way, did you come across any stumbling blocks, any obstacles, and how did you get over those?
Absolutely, come across stumbling blocks. In school, in our business class, we did a business plan to be able to house a Pilates studio inside of a physical therapy clinic. So that clinic that I worked on that business plan for hired me out of residency to do that for them. And unfortunately, what I realized is that the population that I wanted to work with wasn't in a clinic. So I only had a small amount of people who were interested in Pilates and mindful movement type of exercises in the PT clinic. So what I ended up doing is reverse my thought process and take my PT brain into a Pilates studio. And that's when things really took off.
So when you look back on PT school and everything that it takes to get through it, what advice would you give yourself looking back, or what advice would you give someone now just about surviving PT school itself?
I would say to follow what you're interested in, like what creates curiosity in your mind. What are you interested in reading when it's not a required reading material? And if you find something that piques your interest as far as curiosity is concerned, that's going to be where you start to find your passion, because you want to read more about it, and then you can't stop putting books down about it, and that's when you really start to take off.
Along the way of your growing career here, has there been any memorable bad advice, any memorable good advice?
Absolutely. Let's start with the bad first. So I was told by many, many people that you have to work at least 5 years in a clinic before you open your own practice. And for some reason, that was just kind of the standard rule of thumb. And I was not having that. I was not interested in spending 5 years before doing what I wanted to do. So that was a big, big challenge. The other one for me was I always was really bad at multitasking and with delegating to support staff. So I wasn't good at seeing more than one patient at a time, and I wasn't very good with working with techs or with PTAs. So what I did was be able to create an environment that supports me in the way that I work best. And that's how I evolved my practice model to where it is today.
And so nobody gets to where they are alone. Who have you leaned on? Who have you relied on? And how have you found those people? How have you found those sources of wisdom and inspiration?
I would absolutely say on a daily basis, my family supports me like tremendously. I have a great support network with it, family and friends in New Orleans. But I will also say that my APTA family is fantastic. So the girls that I just presented with here at Conclave, we met 10 years ago at Conclave, and we're still friends to this day, and I still call them up when I'm having any sort of issues and I may need some advice from them on as far as my colleagues. And I also have found many mentors through the years at conferences like this too. So lots of people to be able to lean on when you need support.
Anybody, if you were talking to a PT student now about what they should do today to prepare for their tomorrow, what advice would you give them about what they can do now as a student to be ready for when they're not anymore, when they're chasing their dreams, when they wanted to have the success that you've had? What should they be doing now to get ready for that?
I'd say what you can be doing now is just continuing to look for what piques your interest. So if there are certain sessions that you go to at a conference that you're like, wow, I really like that. That's what I want to do. I want to talk more to that person. Keep following what piques your interest. And that'll eventually lead into your career, wherever you might end up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Finding My Way. New episodes of this 10-part series will be released each week into 2018. You can find other episodes of this series on iTunes by searching APTA Podcasts or by visiting www.apta.org/findingmyway. Students, we have more resources just for you at the Pulse blog at www.apta.org/pulse. You can also follow APTA's Student Assembly accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at APTASA. If you're enjoying this series, please rate us on iTunes, give us a share on social media, or email us at web@apta.org with feedback and ideas. I'm Jason Bellamy. Thanks for listening.
This is an APTA podcast.